Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
And what a show we have for you today. A lot of NBA to get into. Obviously, a lot of football to get into. Even a little bit of the national pastime we'll get into. And our host, Rob Parker, is back from his one-day hiatus at the MLB Network. Welcome back, bro.
What's happening? How are you, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And great to have you back.
Yes, great to be back. But last night was amazing. That's all I can say, Chris. It was amazing because of the magnitude of the Bonds and the Clemens. And guess what? Everybody on the sets and the different shows were attacking me, and I had to push back. I got a lot of practice from being on the Odd Couple, so they weren't ready for it. You know what I mean? They even
you
got
do
on
this
me
for a living.
Yes, I do this every night. They're looking at me like, wow. But I even went after one of the Sports Illustrated reporters who had a funky ballot, and Brian Kenny, who Chris, you know, used to work at
yeah,
ESPN.
Yeah.
It was Brian Kenny's show, MLB Now, and then he was on location in Cooperstown. But when he came on, you know, when we went
right
to him live,
remote,
He goes, Rob, what are you doing yelling at my guest? You know, like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm
you brought a little life to it, right?
Yes,
you brought a
so
little life to it.
Okay. I know people there were very nice to work with. Great facility, Chris. Everything was great.
All right. Well, good. Hopefully we'll see you on there more.
That would be great, no doubt.
We got your nephew or your ex-nephew, Vinny Goodwill, coming on at the bottom of the hour.
Vinny spoke to my class at USC on Monday. He was great.
Good.
It's that time again, Chris. You know, I'm going to squeeze you in at some point this semester. But, yeah, he was great.
Okay, I'm willing, definitely. All right. Well, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew on this Worship Wednesday. Of course, DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and the twos. How you doing, man?
Life is bliss. See how we living on your side.
All right. We living right. That's how we living. All right. We got our super producer, Rob G, in the house. And on the updates, Steve DeSager making a rare Worship Wednesday appearance. So good to have him. All right, Rob, let's get right into it. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers were eliminated on Sunday or Saturday, and yet he's still very much in the news, like the Cowboys, I guess. And Rex Ryan.
Because also we don't know where he's going to, what's happening. You know what I mean?
Right.
So until a decision is made, he's going to be on the lips of most people. You want to find out where he's going, if he's staying, if he's retiring.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So that does make sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Rex Ryan, Rex was outspoken as a coach. So, you know, as a broadcaster, he's going to do his thing, if you will. And Rob, I'm going to read you this quote. Or do we have sound? We going with sound, or you want me to read it? Okay, we got the sound. But here's the gist of it, Rob. Rex Ryan on the Organized Chaos podcast had the audacity to say that if Aaron Rodgers goes to the AFC, he would, and plays for Denver. Because a lot of people, you know, Denver, Pittsburgh, those are kind of two of the hot names out there.
He was supposed to be at Denver last year. You remember that story?
Right. Well, yeah.
Remember it was all done.
But if he goes to the AFC West, where there's Denver, there's Kansas City, there's Las Vegas, and there are the LA Chargers, Ryan said he'd be the third best quarterback in that division. Here he is.
If he goes to Denver, he's the third best quarterback in that division. You're going to put him as Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert? I'm not. I'm going to tell you why I won't do that. All right. Aaron Rodgers is phenomenal. But 10 years ago, I put him in there, but not now. Okay. He's much older.
He's an MVP.
No, he's MVP. But Bart, let's look at the numbers. All right. When his line protects him, in other words, they win every one of their matchups. Aaron Rodgers is by far and away the number one quarterback in the league, all right? He threw 31 touchdown passes and one interception when his offensive line won their matchups. When they didn't win their matchups, he's 26th in the league. So if one guy misses, he's 26th in the league.
All right, look, he gave logic, but Rob, I got to push back.
Yeah, go ahead.
Second best, I mean, I'm taking Patrick Mahomes all day, every day, but there's no way, and I get it, Justin Herbert showing great promise, obviously should have a bright future ahead of him. We said the same thing about Carson Wentz, though. There's, you know, sometimes these young dudes have a nice year or two, Rob, and then don't live up to it. But there is no way you could put Justin Herbert right now ahead of Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. If you say which quarterback do you want for the next 10 years, sure, because
that's,
of his age,
that's logical,
you're going with
right.
Herbert. Right.
Right.
But
right.
Just next year? No way. Rex is so off the reservation on that one that I can't even see him. So yeah. Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert, Derek Carr. That's the order, period.
Yeah, I just think it's prisoner of the moment. I don't think would he have said that if they had won the game? Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, but that's relevant.
But I'm saying, it has something to do with you're lowering where he is because it's coming off a loss. I'm just saying the conversation, but I don't know if you could honestly say that to a young quarterback. And we get it, all the potential, But the last time I looked, they didn't win either. They didn't make the playoffs.
They didn't make the playoffs.
Right, and there were games that he didn't play that well when they got smoked by Houston and they lost to another bad team at some point. But for whatever, I think Rex is, you know, you said it. As a coach, he was always out there, and he has been. Remember with Robert Saleh, with the Jets, he got into that. And then he backed down, and now him and Robert Saleh are buddies singing Kumbaya, and I love the guy. You know, like I get it. You know, you want to stick around. You want to have something to say. And I appreciate that because I think there's a lot of guys on the air.
I just disagree.
Who don't have anything to say, Chris.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
They just don't. But I'm with you. I think that's a stretch.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, Rob. What do you here's what I will say about what Rex said. It's kind of a spinoff of what he said. If you're Aaron Rodgers, and I know I'm not saying he's not scared of these guys, but why would Aaron Rodgers let me put it this way, Rob. I think Pittsburgh, like if you ask me where would you most like to see Aaron Rodgers play next year, you know, realistic options. I would say Pittsburgh. I would love to see him with Mike Tomlin, that defense, those receivers, Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, Najee Harris, a nice running back. I mean, Mike Tomlin has made lemonade out of lemons for several years now, right?
He just can't sell it.
And so what in the world would
he
do?
Makes the drink, no.
What would he do with Aaron Rodgers? And so I would love to see that happen. But, Rob, if you ask me where Rodgers should go, I would say stay in Green Bay. Because I don't think any of the options, Pittsburgh, Denver, the Raiders, any options that are out there give him a better chance of getting to the Super Bowl and winning it than he already has in Green Bay. This is assuming they bring back Devontae Adams. See, because the AFC is stacked. You got to go through Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. In the NFC, Brady might already be done for all we know. You got Matt Stafford, and I know San Francisco's tough. But as far as great quarterbacks, Rob, you got Matthew Stafford and the Rams. And these guys aren't even at that ultra elite level. And Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. Like, we don't know what's up with Kyler and Cliff Kingsbury now.
We don't know.
I don't know, right?
Right.
So why not stay in the NFC?
That. Right. I agree with that. And that's why my gut is, Chris, to be honest, either he stays at Green Bay or he retires. I don't see him going anywhere. I don't see the path to go anywhere. I really don't. I really believe, and like you know he said before, you know, I thought about it. That's one or the other. Either he stays there or he calls it quits.
I would not be from that a month or so ago when he made that statement.
Yep. I think it would be one of the two rather than him going anywhere because he was one of those guys who talked about, you know, wearing that uniform, that same uniform the whole career. And if he just felt like I can't win here or we're going to change the team around or I might just call it quits and not play anymore. So that, I'm going to stick with that. And then, obviously, if his decision comes and he goes somewhere, then I'll say I'm wrong. And if not, I might be right. But I really believe it's going to be one or the other. But I'm with you. It doesn't make a lot of sense for him to move out of the NFC and go somewhere, especially to the AFC.
Right. And I think he wants to play, Rob. You know, I think he does.
I'm just not sure.
It seems like he does.
I'm just not sure.
Look, it is the statement, once you start talking about retirement,
yep.
You pretty much there. Now, look,
and
he started talking
thing,
about retirement last year, and he came back and had an MVP year.
Right.
So,
but it seemed like Brady. Like we never heard Brady talk about, my wife hates to see me get hit. It's time for me to be a father. Like,
I mean, he's talked about family
but not,
over the
not
years,
about being a father. Yeah. Like he was like, I'm missing something. Like, that's what the last comments were. Like, I'm missing my boys or my family growing up. And at some point, you know, you could feel selfish. You're 44 years old. All your contemporaries and friends and all the people you started to leave, they're all gone.
Well, I think that with Brady, I think that depends on what his family life is like during the season. Like, I was asking LeVar Arrington, and LeVar said, look, it depends on what you make of it. Like, He said, I always made time for my family, even when I played. Tony Dungy has said the same thing, you know, as a coach. So is Brady Rob leaving early, 6 a.m. to get to the facility and getting back late? And when he gets back, he's watching film all night. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if that's the case, then you aren't getting to spend quality time with your kids during the season. And I get you wanting to start doing that. But maybe he, you know, does spend quality time, or maybe he could start spending quality time with them. So, you know, we'll see. But as far as Rodgers, yeah, Rob, I don't want to see him retire. I really don't.
Neither do I. I'm just saying that I think that that's a – I really believe, Chris, that's a possibility.
I think he's got his ring. You can never take that away from him. He's not Dan Marino, right? But I do think he understands, like, what getting a second one would do for him, you know? And I just think he's a competitor, and he wants that second one. It's going to be hard to get, but I think that could bring him back. And I do agree. Like, I think Green Bay is the place. All right, we're throwing it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is there any team out there that would give Aaron Rodgers a better chance to win a Super Bowl than the Packers? And where would you like to see him go? 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byard. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day
with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
DJ Alex Tyshirt bringing it on a Worship Wednesday. Fred Hammond, we are blessed, and we are that, Rob Parker. And we also live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're, of course, brought to you by AutoZone. They have the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. We got Vinny Goodwill coming up in about 8-9 minutes. But first, it's you. What do you think? What's the best landing spot for Aaron Rodgers next year to win a Super Bowl?
All right.
What you got?
Let's kick it off with Joey. In North Dakota, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Joey?
Hey, guys, love the show. Say, I don't know if last time I called was before the season started, and it was about the Aaron Rodgers drama. I actually asked you guys what you thought on Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh, and I still think that's the best fit for him just because of Tomlin being that defensive mind, and Aaron Rodgers could kind of run that offense. Kind of curious if you guys want to go into depth a little bit more on that. Thanks, guys.
Well, look, it's a great fit.
Chris loves that. That's what Chris loves, right?
And keep the caller on because I want your response. I'm just saying, for Aaron Rodgers, it's not about putting up 5,000 yards. It's not about winning another MVP even. It is about winning the Super Bowl. And I think he has a better chance of doing that, staying in the NFC, where in Green Bay, he's got a great receiver, arguably the best in the league. He's got a good running game, a top running game. He's got a good offensive line. He's got a good defense and a good coach. Like, yeah, Pittsburgh would probably be just as good as Green Bay next year with Rodgers, but they also would have a tougher road to the Super Bowl than the NFC would provide, I think.
And also look at the division. Lions aren't any better. Vikings are going to have a new coach, right?
Right.
And the Bears are going to have a new coach, Chris. I mean.
Yep, absolutely.
Think about that. They're all trying to figure out what they're going to do. Green Bay's going to win a division again.
Yep.
And have a great shot because all the teams are in flux. No doubt.
No doubt.
Okay.
No doubt.
Let's do Drew. In New Jersey, where I've been spending the last few nights. What's up, Drew? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
How's it going? I think Denver's the best. I think the receiving core is better than the receiving core potentially in Green Bay. You got Jerry Jeudy, you have Noah Font, you have KJ Hamler. They keep on drafting receivers.
No, we get it. They got us a lot. They like Pittsburgh. Great, obviously great defense, and they do have receivers and a running game too. Here's the question to you. What do you think about the road? When you look at the quarterbacks and the teams in the AFC, even that division, he's got to get through all of that to get to the Super Bowl and win it versus what he has to go through in the NFC. Not nearly as tough. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's easier because he finally has an ownership. He finally, if there's ownership, then he has control. I think in Green Bay, he doesn't have the, I mean, he has control, but it's, you know, you don't really have a legit owner. And when I look at, when I look over at Denver, you have all these great head coaching candidates. Like you can get Daboll, you can get who else?
But what is, what doesn't he have in Green Bay? Are they going to get somebody better than Matt LaFleur?
Yeah.
Is he going to get a receiver? Who? Really? Who? Daboll? We don't know what Daboll's going to be as a coach. Great offensive coordinator. Yep.
Where did Matt LaFleur coach before? The Titans? Weren't they like the 17th ranked offense?
No. My point is this: Daboll's a great offensive coordinator and candidate. Same with Leftwich, Bieniemy, all of them. But we don't know, Rob. We've seen great coordinators, defensive, offensive, not be able to take it to that next level once they move over to being the head coach. Am I right? You just don't know. I'm saying.
Right.
It's an unknown. They might be fantastic, but Matt LaFleur has already proven he is a good head coach.
Let's go to Ryan in Boise. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Great to hear your voices again. You guys were out of the Boise market for a while. Really happy to have
really?
You.
Really? You know what? I was in Boise about, 3-4 years ago and had a great time.
You guys need to come out and we can hang out and talk sports. It'd be fantastic.
We should go out there together, Rob.
We could have
the show from a chicken wing joint or something like that.
That would be great. Yep. Chicken wings.
I love that.
Absolutely.
And what else? A baked potato?
I think we double the black population out there, but that's cool.
That's neither here nor there.
That's right. That's right.
Nah, but what you got, my man?
So I know that we're talking about where's the best place for Aaron Rodgers. I personally think that it's staying put in Green Bay. But a couple things to think about. A, they had Devontae. He's a free agent. So think about that receiving core if they can't re-sign him.
Oh, no.
They're $40 million over the cap right now.
Right. Without Devontae, it's a mess.
But they can rework it. Yeah, I mean, it's not like impossible.
Rodgers can rework his deal.
Yeah, right? it's not impossible for them to get. If they say, let's run it back one more time, they could figure it out. Even with paying Devontae, they could do
don't
it.
Say you want to keep Aaron Rodgers if you don't bring back Devontae.
Right. That,
seriously.
And it's over,
I wouldn't
right.
even – that's right. not even fair to Rodgers. Like, don't even try that. All right. Vinny Goodwill next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's a Yahoo Sports NBA writer, Sirius XM NBA radio host, former nephew of Rob Parker. He disowned Rob a few years ago. Our man, Vinny Goodwill. Vinny, what's up,
Vinny.
Man?
What's going on, y'all? Wait, did you guys got to tear Rob away from the MLB Network desk?
We had to tear
him. For him to do his little bitty radio show today?
Right,
please.
That was the attitude, believe me. I'm surprised he could fit in a radio studio. His head was so big yesterday.
No, not at all. Not at all. And, Vinny, I did say earlier that you spoke to my class on Monday via Zoom. We appreciate it. The kids were great, and thank you.
Of course, I'll send you a bill later.
Yeah, of course. I know that. It'll be a steak right. that I'll have to buy you at some point. I know that.
Vinny, let's get to this. A lot to talk about. Let's start with the Brooklyn Nets and James Harden. Article came out, Keith Pompey, Philly Inquirer, saying that the overwhelming feeling or sense, it isn't in fact, but the sense around the league
thought
is that Harden's going to be with the Sixers next year. What are your thoughts on that, the possibility, and just that whole situation, Harden, the Nets, Sixers, and Simmons?
Let's play a game, gentlemen, of connect the dots. Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
If you are Daryl Morey and you feel like you have James Harden in your back pocket, but you're not sure of what the next best trade offer is going to be, because you have to get off of Ben Simmons. You must wind up doing that. But you don't want to trade Ben Simmons to the Brooklyn Nets because that makes them a little bit better. That makes them a formidable contender regardless, right? So what do you do? you start saying that everybody else has interest in your guy, because if you trade him to Sacramento or Detroit or Atlanta, they're not a threat. But you're doing that to drive up the price, because you feel like you got James Harden in your back pocket no matter what. And all of a sudden, these well-timed leaks start coming out around the same time from different places. I'm not saying something smells fishy here, but yeah. I've been black all my life, and you ain't going to piss off my back and tell me it's rank.
Right.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you this, though, Vinny. Here's the thing, and I hear what you're saying loud and clear. But for them, they can't sign Harden outright. They only can get him in a sign-and-trade. And if I'm the Nets,
no way
I'm
am
like,
I doing
look,
that.
Right.
No way.
If I'm the Nets, I might do it for Ben Simmons and something else. But my point is, Vinny, what Philly would have absolutely nothing to give the Nets for Harden in a sign and trade if they don't still have Ben Simmons.
Not if you're trying to make the trade now, because you can't waste another year of Joel Embiid's prime, and you're trying to make
the trade ain't happening now. You mean the trade for Ben?
Yeah, no, the trade for Harden and Ben Simmons to happen right now.
Now? There's no way I see the Nets doing that. You?
I don't see it happening, but Daryl Morey doesn't operate in this world. You know what
That's
I mean?
Fair.
Or you want the package to be as sweetened as possible. So you say, hey, you can wind up losing James Harden for nothing, or you can get Ben Simmons plus some other things that I may want from you. In the meantime, this is a well-timed but poorly executed and very transparent game of chicken. Do I believe that James Harden is unhappy in Brooklyn? Absolutely. He did not sign up to go and play with part-time lover Kyrie and his boy KD being out half of the time, you know, with his MCL injury.
Right.
He didn't sign up to not be able to be the man of the nightlife, because the New York City nightlife is a lot different than the Houston nightlife. He ain't going to have his jersey retired in a New York club compared to a Houston club. I just think that the choice that he made did not turn out the way that he thought it was going to. And the fact that, guys, he's not the same player that he used to be. He needs a Joel Embiid to play next to.
Right.
All right, speaking of James Harden, he's not playing tonight because he has a hamstring. So he's out tonight against Denver.
Well, you know, he's like, look, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
So
Kyrie out, KD out. You know what I'm saying, Rob?
Yeah, crazy. Hey, Vinny, what do you make of the Lakers going forward? Are they going to be able to do anything, or are they stuck with basically what they have and they have to kind of work through that? Or is there some chance, somehow, some way, there's a deal there come trade deadline?
They made their moves in the offseason, Rob.
That's
they
it.
Went all in on Russell Westbrook and not necessarily the best team construct. They felt like LeBron would make it all work. And we've seen LeBron make things work from the island of misfit toys. We've seen him put things together for years, for numbers of teams, right? It's just that while he's good enough to be able to perform as well as he's performed, even though I think some of those numbers are a little bit inflated, he's not great enough to be able to drag his teammates along over the course of winning, and you need some help. And Anthony Davis, who's a one-man game of operation where you go every time someone touches him, he's not good enough. I don't think he's good enough, y'all, even when he is healthy. And that's something that people aren't saying. He's not the impactful player that he should be. There is no way on God's green earth that Anthony Davis, as talented and as gifted as he is, should not be taking over the Lakers while playing next to a 37-year-old LeBron James. The reason LeBron is having to be the best player on his team is because Anthony Davis either can't or won't take it from him.
Chris and I talked about that after they won the championship. We expected him, you know, with the monkey off his back, he's got a championship in his back pocket, he's got an older superstar next to him. We were like, now it's time for him to blow up and go for the MVP of the league, and it's been anything but that.
You know what happened? He had the best stretch of outside shooting in his entire life.
Right.
Maybe it was the bubble, but from 16 feet and out, and it sounds really trite and really simple, but from 16 feet and out, he was hitting shots at an incredible efficiency. If you look at those first two games of that final series against Miami, he was the MVP, and then he did not get a great shot for the rest of that series because LeBron had to be MVP, and he's never been able to duplicate that outside shooting or that defense.
No, that's a great point right there. I want to go back to Simmons, and I want your thoughts on this, Vinny. I think we mentioned the possibility of Harden. I think there's another superstar out there, and you know who I'm talking about, Damian Lillard. And obviously Portland's not going anywhere with Dame. They're 6 games below 500, something like that. Chauncey wants to play defense first, all that. And beyond that, with Dame out these last 10 games and Anthony Simons getting a chance to have the ball, Simons is giving them 25.7 dimes a night, and they're 7-3 in those games. Now, I'm not saying he's as good as Dame Lillard. He's not. But my point is this. I think, forget Dame deciding I'm ready to move on. I think the Blazers need to be like, you know what? Let's go young. Let's build around Anthony Simons and go get offer Dame Lillard for Ben Simmons and Tyrese Maxey, whoever else you get with that trade. Bring them to Portland. I think the fans will be excited about the young players. It's a great run with Dame, but I think that's something Portland should definitely be looking at this offseason. Vinny, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I have a different standard for what superstar means, so I kind of push back on Dame being a quote-unquote superstar. When I say superstar, that means I just have you and I legitimately have a chance to win a championship. I don't think Dame is that guy's greatest.
Okay, I feel you on that. I agree with that.
I don't think he's in that upper echelon. And secondly, are we sure that Dame Lillard will still be a superstar player with the tread on his tires, with this injury that he's had? You've got to be careful about making sure that he can have that level of production, especially at his size and him being a second option as opposed to the guy that dictates everything. But if you're Portland, it complicates things because he is the player that best signifies everything about Portland over the past 2 decades. They haven't had a player like Damian Lillard to commit to that area since Clyde Drexler. And Clyde, I was on Clyde had hair. You know what I mean? You know how long ago that was? You got to be very careful if you're in one of these markets to just say, you know what, we're going to dump our franchise player who stated time after time that he wants to be here. You got to be very careful about that.
I feel you on that.
Because you might wind up with nobody. But you might not wind up with anybody who wants to be there. That's a good point. And, Vinny, you had 3 really good lines I want to go over. Part-time lover for Kyrie. That was solid. Then you had the Island of Misfit Toys from A Year Without a Santa Claus. That was another very good one. And then you had the game Operation and even the buzz on the side for AD. Which was another one. So, Vinny, you are upping your game. You got a writer now. I have no idea what's going on. You want a radio show?
He got a radio show.
I did not go to the Rob Parker School of Corny Phrases. Thank you, Cornball Brother.
Oh, wow. Wow. We're still trying to get RG3
That's another
on the
one.
Show.
That's a fourth one, Vinny. A Cornball Brother. You hitting it out the park tonight. All right, brother, great stuff. As always, you brought the humor and you brought the knowledge. We appreciate you.
Hey, appreciate y'all, man. Be easy.
All right, man. Shekel City is next. Keep it locked. And we got a little time to reminisce, Rob, the 2-year anniversary of the death of Kobe Bryant.
Sad.
We'll bring Rob G,
2 years.
Laker super fan in for that, yeah. That's next. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio coming to you from the Fox Sports Radio studios. That's right, we are live. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard. And guess what? It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, soon to be sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook. That's right. It's just a matter of time. They love us. I think so. Anyway, no Shekel City last night because I was doing the baseball duty, so we didn't lose a dollar. We didn't lose any money. We didn't lose any games. All right, let's get into it for tonight. Clippers coming off that unbelievable game. Down 30 at the half, 35 at one point. They win it on a four-point play. I got the Clippers plus 1.5 at the Magic. They trail early, but I ain't worried about it. No lead is safe with the Clip joints. You know what? Ty Lue is a really good coach. They didn't go. Yep. They know that, Chris? I mean, seriously, no Kawhi, no Paul George, and guess what? They're 500. They're right at 500. That's not bad.
No, he's a very good coach.
All right, I'm taking the Heat minus 5.5. They host the New York Knickerbockers. So there you go. I'm going to take the Heat in that game. And the last one, I'll take the Hornets minus 1.5 against the Pacers. Every time I bet against the Pacers, they win. So I don't know if that's going to work out for me. But there you go, Shekel City. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Did you bet on whether or not Bynes would make it into the Hall?
We didn't do that. Like, yeah, no, I didn't get to do a little Shekel City yesterday. I was so
wrapped
up.
No, but I mean, yeah, just on your own thing. Bet, yeah, you didn't.
Yeah,
bet
no,
money
we
on that.
Joel Sherman from the New York Post, who I was on with, who's a Hall of Fame voter, Chris. He didn't think they were going to get in. He was pretty accurate, and then he even said he thought Big Poppy would get in by 8 or 10 votes, and it was right around there. So he kind of nailed it.
All right, we're the Odd Couple, brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, competition, it is always on. No one, folks, does sports like Vegas, and the excitement endless. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com.
And Chris, I know we're about to talk about Kobe and the 2-year anniversary, but also Sekou Smith died on this day, January 26th.
This day?
Yep.
January, so it's the 1-year anniversary of his
death. Sekou, yep. Is that unbelievable?
Sekou, for those that might not know, you might know him from NBA TV.
Right.
He was on there a lot. But he was a longtime NBA reporter. I met him when he was working in Indianapolis, Rob, covering the Pacers.
And I met him
in
Grand Rapids.
But he also covered a few other teams.
He worked in Grand Rapids. Where I met him.
From Michigan. From Michigan. Good brother. Wow. Wow. I didn't know that. Died on the same day as Kobe. But, yeah, Kobe, I mean, I've said it before. I remember, I think probably us and most of our listeners, if not all of them, Rob, remember where they were when they heard the news.
Rob G., jump in with us, the big Laker fan, because we were down, Chris, we were on our way to the Super Bowl in Miami, the last one we went to, right? We were down.
I was on the flight, and I started getting texts. We were about to land. I started seeing texts about Kobe. I'm like, what? And then, of course, I checked it out as we're still on the plane and saw what happened. And, you know, it was stunning, man, of course.
I was at a day party in, I don't know, was it Hollywood or, you know, like right outside Miami, right, at a day party. And, you know, when you have a big crowd, like things start to spread. And then before you hear it, you hear all these people, you know, mumbling and saying, did you hear what happened? Did you hear what happened? And then I heard it was Kobe, and I heard it was from TMZ. Some people didn't believe it, and I was like, you can't be wrong on that story. There's no way that story is wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Did the party continue, or that?
Yeah, it kind of slowed it down. Yeah. People were still talking about Kobe, not so much in a partying festival.
Right.
Rob G., what about you as a Laker fan and a Kobe guy? How did that hit you, and where were you? Were you flying down yet?
No, my flight was the next day. I was actually driving to the beach with my wife and daughter when my phone started blowing up, similar to you guys. And it was shocking. And Rob, I know you and I have talked about this a lot. You know, TMZ does not get things wrong.
No. I mean, people all think, oh, it's TMZ.
Yeah.
They're absolutely wrong about that. Yep.
Yeah, so I once I saw that, it kind of, you know, hit me a little bit. And you know, you guys don't even, I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, you know, but on my truck, the tow hitch cover, I have the Kobe logo. So
do you really?
That tells you,
you know,
what he means to me and me growing up as a Laker fan. And
he your favorite player?
Yeah, of course. And it's not just, you know, me or my generation. It a lot. I know you guys think that because his game was fancy, because he was like Jordan or whatever. But in L.A., a lot of people like Kobe just because, you know, the way he approached the game. You know, he always played hard no matter what. He played through injury.
Not
didn't
always.
Matter,
come on now.
Except for one game, one half.
Okay,
against
Phoenix.
Big game.
But, yep, you know, it was in many ways the antithesis of someone like Shaq, where Shaq was so dominant, but he'd show up out of shape. And you never had to worry about that with Kobe. And so it embodied a lot of what people in Los Angeles and Southern California feel like. And so I think that's why it hit harder than a lot of people would have expected.
And then when you have a guy who's played his whole career in one place, you know what I mean? Like,
you saw him grow up. You saw him from 17 to 37, 40.
And me covering the league seeing Kobe being around him from his first season to his last, I saw the growth. Like, I saw him get much more comfortable in his skin. I saw him get much more comfortable with the media. That's how it should be. I mean, was he 17? I don't even think he was 18 yet when he got drafted. He was 17 or 18, and you are going to grow up a lot if you're healthy. And he was, you know, 38. Was he 40 when he retired? Whatever he was. But I saw that growth, and it was good. I thought it was good growth. He got a lot more comfortable around people.
as he got older and, you know, in the league. So
and you know what, I was a part of a debate on Kobe before he got drafted, and God was I wrong. That's all I'm gonna say. God was I wrong.
That's not surprising. Keep it locked, Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.